In the first lesson of real stories, we read about a man named Aaron Ralston. Aaron was an engineer, but he was interested in hiking and climbing. So he quit his job in 2002 and began climbing all the Colorado's largest mountains alone. In fact, he set the world record of climbing those mountains for the first time. But during his adventure, Aaron sometimes experienced dangerous and terrible situations. For example, in 2003, he hardly survived from an avalanche, the same year he got in a big trouble that changed his life. He decided to hike in a desert canyon. Since he didn't expect it to be dangerous, he didn't tell anyone where he was going. Then something terrible happened. He fell while climbing a canyon and moved a big rock, and the rock landed on his arm. He was trapped and nobody was there to help him. If he had a cell phone, he could call for help, but he hadn't. Poor Aaron knew his only chance to escape was cutting his arm. Aaron tried to cut his arm with his cheap knife. I wonder how he could deal with that terrible pain. He cut the skin, muscles and nerves, but his knife wasn't strong enough to cut the bone. Aaron was defeated. Before cutting his arm, he had made his gravestone by writing his name, birth date, and his probable death date on the rock, and he had recorded his goodbye to his family. Everything was ready to die. Then, in hallucinations, Aaron saw himself in the future with only one arm, playing with his future son. Aaron got an incredible courage, but his dream that caused him decided to break his bone. Finally, he was free after 5 days. He still was 20 meters from the ground with only one arm. Carefully, he used his equipment to climb down to the ground and began to hike back into the desert. Eventually, a family of hikers found him and called for help. Aaron learned a lot about life and himself by losing his arm. He also taught something important to everyone. Sometimes you need to cut off some important parts of your existence and mostly your useless but strong beliefs to live a better life.